Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Chupos. I want to bring you a teaching. Let's call this one Archetypes of Christ. They point forward, not backwards. Archetypes of Christ. They point forwards and not backwards. Yeah. Are you familiar with archetypes? Archetypes, biblically meaning, are like a shadow. It's something that was smaller that points forward to a greater thing to come, or that has already come. So ponder about that, archetypes. And what I want to do is give you some examples of some biblical archetypes, and then I'm going to tell you what the blessing of them are, and I'm going to tell you the couple dangers, big, big dangers of archetypes. All right, so let me give you some examples. So Genesis 3. Genesis 3:21, Christ the Creator sheds animal blood and makes man clothing, puts us in tunic-like garments. And that is an archetype pointing forward to the shed blood of Jesus that one day will literally cover our sins. The tunics became clothing to cover us, and shed blood made that possible. But one day, Christ will come and shed his blood. So that's a beautiful archetype. How about Noah's Ark? Genesis 6 through 9. Noah built an ark by faith and got in it. Well, we by faith get in Christ. Noah was lifted above the wrath of God in the ark. We're lifted above the wrath of God in Christ. Another beautiful archetype. See how it points forward to something bigger and better. How about Exodus 12? The blood on the door jamb in Egypt when the death angel was going to come over. That's an archetype, again, of Christ's blood put over our life that protects us from the second death because of sin. Wow, what an important archetype that is. And then how about the mikvahs, these washing pools or cisterns that were used for physical cleansing? And then we have baptism. You can read about that in Leviticus 11, by the way. Then we have baptism in water in Christ, in his name, as a symbol of spiritual cleansing today in the New Testament. So another very, very important forward-pointing archetype. How about lambs being sacrificed, Leviticus 3. And then ultimately Christ is the Lamb of God. John the Baptist tells us about this, that has come and is sacrificed for us. You see how the archetype's always something smaller and lesser points forward to something bigger and greater. How about 3,000 men die in judgment by Moses' hand, Exodus 32. The Levitical priests took out a whole bunch of their relatives because they wouldn't serve God. And then in Acts 2, 3,000 are added into the New Testament body after Christ has come and shed his blood and the Holy Spirit falls on the day of Pentecost. You see that important archetype of something pointing forward. So archetypes are this wonderful, wonderful, forward-focused thing full of blessings, a lot of blessings in archetypes, and there's curses. Let me give you the main blessing, I think. So there's a lot of blessings to studying archetypes, but I think one of the main blessings is it shows us how God's word is all meshed together, the old and the new. And what it should really do is show you that God knew exactly what he was doing. The word is true. He gives us a roadmap, and it is truth meshed together throughout history. God's word is a forward-moving revelation, Genesis to Revelation. And so archetypes should help you see God's pattern, see God working through all of that. And that should really build your faith in the word of God and in the Spirit and in the Father and in Christ. I think that's probably the best benefit I've seen archetypes in my life. Now, let me give you two main dangers. There's probably a whole bunch. Let me give you two main dangers. Ready? One, you can use bad eisegesis. Instead of exiting the truth, you isolate the truth to make it say what you want it to say. And you can super spiritualize or invent archetypes that corrupts God's word, maybe without realizing you did it, in various ways, and it perverts the truth and corrupts God's doctrines. Let me give you an example. In this case, I think they meant to do it. The manna from heaven that fell in the desert that fed the Israelites. now Roman Catholics say we literally eat Jesus' flesh. The bread is literally his flesh that we eat, like cannibalism. That's a heretical false theology twisted. It's a twisted archetype that God never intended. Now, you could say we ate of Jesus the bread, now we eat as a symbol, the Lord's Supper, but they twist it completely and make it into something that it is absolutely not. And the other danger of archetypes is this, and this one's pretty common, is you can take a valid archetype, okay? And if you focus backwards, not forward, you lose the meaning, as archetypes are always pointing forward to something bigger and better, not backwards. All right, let me give you an example of this. So I talked about tunics. So we as a body believe and teach men should wear tunics, women should wear long dresses. That's how God covered us. It never changed. We have lots of teachings on that at don'tperish.com. Look on the teaching blog. And they were made by Christ, the first shedding of animal blood to cover man's sins in clothing. Then Christ's blood literally covers us later in the new covenant, right? We talked about that, Genesis 3, and then go read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, talking about Jesus. Well, I've seen people switch it around, and they end up focusing more on the minor than the major, ruining the entire point of the archetype to build up the main thing. So we teach tunic dress, not only because it's God's standard, but because it points to a greater archetype of Christ. And our focus when we go out preaching is Christ crucified, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. You may hear us talk about dress, but it's because everybody notices it and asks us, or we tell people, hey, have you come out of the world to obey God? But the focus starts with, it is all about Christ. And so you got to be careful. There are some groups that will not even preach Christ crucified in his shed blood, and they'll be talking about clothing, or they'll be talking about other lesser, less weightier doctrines, some of them not even biblical. Okay, so you got to be careful of that. Here's another good example of a bad archetype, or using it wrongly. Seventh-day Adventists who miss Christ, they don't focus on Christ being our Sabbath rest today. They cling to Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. They're still doing the literal Sabbath day. They've switched it. That Sabbath time was to point to Christ, who's the Lord of the Sabbath. He becomes our rest. They switched it back, and they're keeping the Sabbath Saturday. You see how they've abrogated and switched that archetype, and they end up with wrong theology. And there's many such examples like that. If you can think of some, if you pondered, you would think of some. But let me read some scripture from Paul about shadows and then archetypes. Psalm 2, 12 through 17. Buried with him in baptism, wherein ye also are risen with him through the power of the operation of God, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he hath quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, talking about Torah, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect or holiday or of a new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. So the main focus should be Christ, not all of those archetypes that were in the Old Testament. And then Hebrews 10:1, for the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of things can never be those sacrifices which they were offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. So yeah, the Jews were really good at what? Taking the archetypes in Torah that were pointing to Christ, they took them all away and they kept pointing back to Torah and themselves, and they missed Christ completely. You notice that? The Pharisees, the people who wanted him crucified, they totally missed all those archetypes. And so that's what we would warn you about. Don't take these archetypes. Don't twist them. Don't corrupt them. Don't lift them up rather than the bigger thing they point to. Ponder archetypes. Make sure you're viewing them correctly, properly, not super spiritualizing them. You're not adding to God's word by them. Make sure that you're rightly dividing the word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15, cut it straight. Otherwise, archetypes can be a snare for error and heresy. All right, hope that blessed you. Love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out the Ecclesia page. Till next time, have a joyous day. May God be praised.